This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Coming to the Detroit Economic Club Wednesday, we are going to welcome Greg Sherrill. Greg is the chairman of the National Association of Manufacturers and of Tenneco Incorporated. Greg, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
It's good to be with you this morning, Paul.
Well, it's great to have you here. And let me tell you my connection quickly with Tenneco. We had Monroe Auto Equipment Company, MACO, in my hometown of Monroe, Michigan. The wonderful family there, the McIntyre family. And that became a part of Tenneco. So we have a kind of a, we feel a local connection to Tenneco.
I was aware of that. I knew you had roots back to Monroe, and I'm sure you probably also know that the year 2016 marked the 100th anniversary of the Monroe brand, by the way.
Isn't that something? I did not realize. If I did, I'd forgotten. The 100th anniversary this year of that great Monroe brand in that great city of Monroe, Michigan. Meanwhile, you're coming into town Wednesday, and folks can get more information at econclub.org, econclub.org. Talking about something that we just played a cut from Mary Barra from General Motors about manufacturing not just in America, but manufacturing right here in our own backyard. But that is what you'll be talking about, manufacturing in America and building on strength. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've got now right at 40 years in American manufacturing, all of it in the automotive industry. So it's going to be really great to come back to Detroit tomorrow and visit the people at Detroit Economic Club. But you know, at the NAM, I mean, we're kind of at that intersection of manufacturing competitiveness and policy, particularly in Washington, not all of which has certainly gone all that well, as we all know, in recent years. But I'm going to be talking a little bit about that political climate, what the NAM is doing to influence policy, because we do have a good track record working regardless of the climate that exists in Washington, and some of the things that we're going to be looking at going forward.
I'm not going to draw you in, nor should you be drawn into any politics, but you should know, obviously, you're aware, that in the political world right now, one of the candidates is talking about the loss of American jobs, the loss of manufacturing in America. He paints kind of a dire picture of manufacturing in America. Your response?
Well, my response primarily is this. There has been clearly, the facts are there. A deterioration in the number of manufacturing jobs over the last several decades, if you will, a great deal driven by productivity. But the part of it that I'm focused on is with the productivity, with the competitiveness that we do internally to stay, keep jobs here in America, is those types of policy actions, not the politics, but the policy actions that we advocate for that can help America be that much more competitive and keep more manufacturing jobs in this country. It is what we're all about. Manufacturing has great paying jobs, great careers, offers families a tremendous way of life. I'm passionate about it, and that's some of the things that we want to talk about while we're there, because we still believe, getting a little bit out of the way of ourselves, that we can drive a lot more manufacturing jobs in this country.
Greg Sherrill is chairman of the National Association of Manufacturers and of Tenneco Incorporated, and he'll be there this Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Economic Club of Detroit. Go to econclub.org for more information. Manufacturing in America, building on strength. The other connection we have is that our former governor, John Engler, held your position at one point as well. And I understand this is your final year in this position?
That's correct. We didn't hold exactly the same position. John Engler was actually CEO of the NAM when I joined about 9 years ago. He's now over at the Business Roundtable. And Jay Timmons actually replaced him. I'm in the chairman role, which is a two-year position. And, yes, I just had our last board meeting in Washington, D.C. last week. And my tenure ends December 31st.
Well, I hope it was a good run for you. And I think it's great that the people of this area, within the sound of my voice, will have a chance to have you take the gloves off and tell it like you feel it when you come here tomorrow for the Economic Club.
Looking forward to it, Paul. I really am.
All right. Nice talking with you. Have a great visit. I hope you'll enjoy yourself. In fact, I know you'll enjoy yourself. Thanks, Greg.
I think I will. Thank you.
Greg Sherrill, chairman of the National Association of Manufacturers. I shouldn't take cold medicine when I'm on the air, I think. chairman of the National Association of Manufacturers and of Tenneco. Tenneco, I didn't realize, the Monroe portion, Maaco, like Maaco Shocks, Monroe Auto Equipment Company, in its 100th year. And he's in his final year of chairman of the organization that our former governor, John Engler, was CEO of. Who can keep track of these things? Obviously not me. If you want to see him, go to the Econ Club lunch tomorrow, econclub.org, for all the information you need.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.